everyone's journey in Jesus is unique. And Stephen Ongo has a journey that he's wanted to share with people. So he's created some ways that to do it. And it's inspired many people. Stephen Ongo is with us this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Todd.
And you're a local fellow. Where are you from?
I'm from Barrie.
Yeah.
And pastor at Catch the Fire, associate pastor there.
Well, tell us about this event in your faith walk that impacted you so deeply.
The year was 2011, and the month and the day was March the 31st, forever etched in my memory. So I had been pastoring and married for 25 years when a tragedy struck our family, and I lost my wife, my first wife, Susan, to what is called tonic-clonic, or what used to be called grand mal seizure. And out of that tragedy came the most significant journey of faith in my entire life. Understand that Susan and I pastored together for 25 years. We did everything together. So Susan was only 52 years of age and I was 53.
Wow.
And we had two adult children, my son in university, my daughter 19, still at home with myself. So when tragedy like that strikes a family, Todd, it throws everyone into a tailspin. I never really knew grief until it hit me. And ironically, as a pastor, I would say to someone who lost a loved one, sorry for your loss, but I never knew the depth of pain until it happened to me. And the pain of losing a spouse 25 years married was horrible. There's no other name for it but horrible. Some have said they'd rather lose a limb than a close loved one, and I agree.
Wow.
So 8 months after Susan's death, I and my daughter were still going through such pain and sorrow. It was not getting better, Todd, to the point I just wanted to join her, take away the pain. And my daughter asked me a question one night, Dad, when will this pain ever leave? Well, we were both feeling it, so I cried out to God because I did not have an answer for her. And I cried out on a bed of tears, and that night, God gave me a dream. I call it a God dream, revealing to me that I was contending with a spirit of heaviness, not normal grief. Grief is a God-given thing, but it disguised itself as grief, and I couldn't tell the difference. So I learned afterward that a spirit of heaviness is different from your normal God-given grief because the spirit wants to choke the life right out of you. And grief, you slowly get better day after day. Sometimes you cry 8 times a day, and the next week you're only crying 6 times a day.
I see.
And then he showed me a scripture, Isaiah 53:4. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. When I awoke, Todd, this is the total truth, I was totally delivered, set free. The pain, the sorrow was gone, and the joy of the Lord replaced it. I don't know if you ever saw the movie of Scrooge where he's jumping on the bed after the night of the visitation.
Right.
That's how I felt. I bounced down the stairs to tell my daughter I'm free, and she was offended.
Oh, boy. She wasn't along with you at that moment.
No, she wasn't there. She said, have you forgotten my mother already? And I said, no, of course not. But I can remember her without the pain attached. Which was another revelation that came.
My goodness. So now you've put all this down for to share in book form and course form. So tell us how you laid this all out for people so that they can benefit kind of from your journey as well.
I put together a 1-year discipleship course, and I wrote a number of books and audio books for those that are love to listen. And then I put it up on my site. It's In Christ Course, CoURSE.ca, InChristCourse.ca.
Perfect. All right, Stephen Ongo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.